Welcome to the Geordie and Guns podcast. This is episode 18. I'm your host, Andrew Guns-Galea. I'm here with my regular co-host, Geordie. Hey, Geordie, how are you, mate?
Not too bad. How are you, Andrew?
I'm excellent. I've had a good time.
That's good.
Telling you off air that I've rebuilt my XB8 and I've got the Proline 1/8 coming up in 2 weekends time, which is cool.
That's pretty good. Yeah, there's a lot of events coming up in the next couple of months.
There is. We'll talk about that a bit later because we've got a special guest on the show. We've got Nathan Facciol. Is that how you pronounce it, Nathan?
Yeah, Facciol.
Facciol. All right, hey. Perfect. Welcome. And this is Nathan Natho Builds, isn't it, Nathan?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Amazing. So I'm going to hand over to Geordie. He's going to ask some questions and interview and we'll have a chat about racing and everything. So thanks for coming on and over to you, Geordie.
Yep. So, Nathan, do you want to introduce everyone in case some people don't know who you are?
I'm Nathan Facciol. I'm 19. And I race 1/10 scale, AP off-road, and I run Natho Builds, which is a company I started at the end of 2019.
That's very good. And yeah, your company's doing very well lately, and yeah, you've picked up a lot of people. I see you've sponsored a lot of drivers as well, but how long have you been racing for?
I've been racing competitively since the end of 2016 was when I started, but started practicing in that 2015. I started off with a Traxxas Slash. I started from there, and then I ran the Kilo Cup of 2016, and the president at the time sold me his team associated, B5M, and yeah, it started from there. So been racing since, been involved, and I love it.
Nah, it's great to hear. Do you want to tell everyone what brands you run, what cars you run and all that?
Yep. So currently I run for Team X-Ray Australia. I run Raw Speed Rubber, Hobby Wing and Pro Amps Electronics, and Futaba Radio.
Yeah, nice. And the classes you also run?
I run two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive modified.
You also do, was it EP 1/8 as well?
Yeah, so I have a EP of 1/8. Haven't been raced a lot. It's only hit the track about 2 to 3 times, but planning to run it a lot more next year. So haven't had much time to get out there.
Get into it, Nathan.
That's the plan for the 2023 season is to try and travel out to more tracks. So looking forward to it.
Do you have any upcoming events coming up for next year?
I think next year just focusing on more state titles. With school, well, I finished year 12 last year, but I'm also starting my apprenticeship, which started at the start of this year. So this year was more so settling in. So now I'm settled. I think next year I can go out, travel more. So I'm looking at a lot more state titles. So I think the first one that happens next year will be South Australia and then the Vics. So and those two will come up fairly quickly.
They're only a month from each other as well. So yeah, it'll be jam packed.
But upcoming races, we got round four of the VDS round. So that will be here quick, and the Vintage Bash at the end of the month. So there's a few big races coming up.
Yeah, round four of the VDS is actually at Keilor now instead of Wodonga, for those who aren't too sure, because Wodonga's been flooded. So
yeah,
not too good to hear from Wodonga, but you know, it would also be good at Keilor too. So
yeah.
Is Keilor open again with all the works they were doing? Is that finished? The canteen stuff and
not yet.
No, they're actually they're still gone on all that. So wow. I'm not too sure when it's gonna be done. Because it's only 2 weeks away till the Vintage Bash.
And Nathan, what are you driving in the Vintage Bash? Have you got a vintage car, obviously?
Yeah, I've got Jensen Spencer's Cat. So I'll running that. Awesome. Cat. I forgot the name, but yeah, it's a Cat.
Yeah, nice. It'd be a lot different to modified, I guess.
Yeah. I've started to work on the car a little bit after kind of move a bit and try and have it done. I'll running that. And, yeah, it's amazing to see how the cars have progressed over the years as well. So, yeah, no,
it's been... Yeah, it would have been, yep.
Yeah, it's been good.
You get big vintage feels, don't you, down in Victoria?
Well, for the Vintage Bash, there's, I think, over 120 entries, around that many. So, wow. Yeah, there's a lot of people attending it.
That's awesome.
Just for a vintage as well, so it's good to see.
Do they modify the track at all, or is it okay for vintage the way it is?
I think the layout is staying the same, but I think they're just changing some of the jumps to suit the vintage cars being a bit slower.
It should be a really good event.
Yeah, it should be. And you also run Natho Builds. You're the man behind the business. Do you want to tell everyone when that started and all that?
So it started... Actually, it came up as a Facebook memory, I think last week or the week before. So it started October 2019. So I've been running it for 3 years now. So it started, 2019. It started off by a local. He's like, Nate, it was his car and then his son's two cars. And he's like, if you can have them done by, I think it was a Knox Cup. And then it was my two and then my sister's two, I had to get ready as well. And then by me working on his cars, I found like a passion to work on other people's cars. So I said, hey, I'll put it out there. Check if anyone's keen. And a lot of people were keen. And then...
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then COVID hit. So we weren't out much, locked inside. And that's when I started my product line. I started that. And it wasn't until the end of 2020, start of 2021, I found my other passion for CAD, which is computer-aided design, and CAM, computer-aided machining. And I found a passion for that, CNC as well. And, it's grown from there. And that's how I found my spot in the situation where I am now. I've just started, I'm almost first year in, as a mechanical engineer or tool maker. So yeah, over that lockdown period, it really gave me time to put my head down and plan out my future, you'll say. So, yeah, and it's been...
That's really good, dude.
Yeah, and I love it. And it's something I'm very passionate about. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you're saying you do CAD, CAM and CNC. So you make all custom parts as Natho Builds, don't you?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So I do brass... alloy and carbon fiber or machining. So that.
Yep.
And yeah, so I can pretty much design pretty much whatever the customer wants. And yeah, and hopefully turn that into an end product. So yeah.
Yep. No. So if you have, say, a customer wanting an alternation of a product, you can do that, can you?
Yeah, correct.
No, it's good. So you started Nathan Builds 3 years ago. Have you, you also do sponsoring, don't you? And sponsoring events. Do you want to tell people about that?
Yeah, so currently I have a pretty strong team, I'll say, across Australia and the States. So I sponsor a few people there. I also sponsor and try to help out clubs and that. So Chargers RC was one of my first clubs I sponsored, and they've been awesome. They've been great. And I sponsor on my home club, which is Kilo, and any other club that asks, I'm more than happy to help out the best way I can.
Yeah, so I saw you were one of the major sponsors of the recent Nationals, so that was pretty cool. You also have team drivers in Australia representing your brand as well?
Yeah, so it's pretty scattered. The drivers we have across the different states, so Queensland's probably the biggest I sponsor up there. The biggest name will be Kyle, which will be Kyle McBride, which we signed up middle of this year. So I've got a pretty strong team, I feel. Moving forward into next year, we've got some plans, pretty confident moving forward.
No, it's awesome.
Nathan, and you've got... Oh, sorry. Yeah,
Jordan. No, it's all good. I was going to say, you also mentioned you have people over in the States. Do you want to just kind of elaborate a bit more on that? So do you also ship stuff out to them or products? Do you do all that internationally?
Yeah, so I got a pretty, well, I won't say big, but I'll say fairly okay market over in America, with a couple shops stocking the brand, which is great. So I ship worldwide. US, Canada, UK, NZ, which our main distributor is 17RC over in NZ, Greece, and yeah, they are the main the main countries I ship to.
What's the best place to find you, Nathan? Is it on Facebook or do you have a website? Is it nathabills.com or something?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, which is NathoBuilds, same with Instagram, and the website is NathoBuilds.com.
Awesome. Just with the ship, you're doing a lot of your own products these days. Do you still do the kit builds?
Yes. I still offer kit builds, servicing of cars and that. So they are still are coming through.
And how do you do that? Do they, like, if you get a new kit, just asking how it works, do they ship it, get the kit shipped to you and you ship the car back? Or is it mainly local builds you do where you hand it over physically?
There's been a couple interstate builds that that I've done. So typically they'll send me a car, and then I'll either build it or service it, and then I ship it back to the customer.
And what's the service look like? Do you do a complete teardown, or what is it? What does it involve, or is it optional? Is it options you can do? How's that work?
So it depends, but normally it'll be a full teardown, and yeah, so clean of bearings, CVAs, shocks, pretty much the whole car. And then if generally a customer will say, "Hey Nate, I want this on the car, or I want that, or I want my wiring job to be cleaner and stuff like that." So yeah, it's a whole range of things, but generally speaking, it's a full tear down and rebuild.
And do you just do 1/10 off-road, or have you done any others at the moment, or are you open to doing them, like 1/8 or on-road stuff or anything like that?
No, I've done a couple on-road cars over the 3 years, and I've done a couple of 1/8 cars as well. So, yeah, I'm open to pretty much anything.
Awesome. That's cool.
So, yeah.
With your company, Natho Builds, as in your products, Natho Builds, do you also offer, like, I saw you, I'm actually on your website now, you offer, like, screw kits and all custom aluminium parts and all that, so.
Yeah, so we offer stainless steel screws and titanium screws, which offer a 2.5 mil head, hex head, so it's a lot harder to strip out, other than your standard 2.0 mil heads. So, yeah.
Yep. And can you get them all for certain cars, or is there only certain cars you allocate them for? Can you do custom ones?
On the website, I have a set list, but there's been a fair few custom kits that I've built. And they keep on coming through. So you'll see on the website, we don't offer much for the 1/8 screw kits in titanium. But if you send us a text or a DM, I'll be able to find out what screws, and then hopefully build that kit.
Yeah, nice. So you can pretty much allocate it to any type of car, really.
Yeah, correct.
It's super impressive, Nate. It really is.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And you also offer a lot of accessories. What kind of accessories do you offer?
Yeah, so the accessories, so carbon fiber, brass, alloy, which I'm starting to get bigger into now. I'm actually the distributor for Raw Speed as well, here in Australia. So those tires, wings, shells,
Yeah. Is there also any other brands you sell on your website as well?
Yeah, so I sell, Raw Speed, I'm the official distributor for, but the other brands I do stock is T-Works, XTR, and yeah, that's pretty much it at the moment. I do have Sticky Kicks and Avid, but my main brands are just mine and Raw Speed and a bit of XTR and T-Works.
Yeah, nice. And for the, like, you know, how there's heaps of chassis available, do you cater for every type of brand?
Yeah, I try to. It's hard to cater for every brand. We're with every brand every year bringing out a new car. So I try my hardest to keep up to what's new, what's the latest, but that's when I have the help as well from, say, like a team driver or someone that runs a car. They'll say, "Hey Nate, I've just bought this car, you don't have this part, let's go and make it. So that's when I'll sit down and I'll design something up. Either be a shock tower, either be a strap, a battery strap, so then from not having that product to now having a product for that particular car. So yeah.
Yep. You also sell that to anyone, even if it's just one person asking it. Do you also put it back on your website as a custom part?
So I do that. Typically, I put it on Facebook as like something I did custom, and if it sparks a lot of interest, then I put it on the website. But typically, I do put them on the website and then on Facebook. So, yeah.
No, it's good to see. So you pretty much anything RC related you sell?
Yeah. So RC related, now we're starting to get custom jobs that aren't really RC related, but still having that same feel of CAD and CAM. Which is cool, but yeah, still sticking to the RC type. So yeah, no, it's been good.
No, it's cool. If you don't mind me asking, what other stuff are you getting into?
A lot of just custom work. So for automotive, a lot of engraving stuff and custom stuff, a lot to do with work and stuff like that. Moving forward to next year, we've got a fair big year, so to speak, moving forward. It's more so just that custom type job.
No, nice. Yeah. It's good to see that you're moving into kind of a new industry.
Which can be exciting. So yeah,
so if you haven't had a chance, please check out Natho Builds, either Natho Builds on Facebook or nathobuilds.com. I looked at the website, it's impressive, a lot of the stuff there. So, and it's great, Nate has been, you know, entrepreneurial young guy, and he's supporting the hobby as well. Like, he was one of the major sponsors, like Geordie said, for Chargers state titles and this nationals. So it's awesome, man, really good. I think I remember you, just Natho the racer, you did mod at the Victorian State titles this year. You made the A main in one of them and you were BQ in the other. Is that correct, from memory?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
Excellent. Which one did you make the A main in? Do you remember?
Made it in four-wheel drive, and I BQ'd in two-wheel drive, which is typical. So.
Right, okay. And you're hoping to take the title off Geordie early next year, is that correct? knock him off his perch?
Oh, one day, yeah.
Who knows, could be soon.
You never know, that's really good. And you're racing in the driver series, in round four. Have you raced the other three series as well, the three rounds?
I've only ran one of the driver series so far, because... Right. The other one fell on Easter, and Knox, which was a couple of weeks back, it was just too close to the nationals. So, yeah, those two I wasn't able to attend.
Did you compete attending... at the nationals? Did you compete at the nationals? The ones that just passed in China?
Yeah.
How'd you go there?
Two-wheel drive wasn't really the best. Just wasn't feeling the best. Wasn't feeling myself. I ended up in the seas, which was probably my lowest result so far.
It's a tough track though, right? And it's a new track, obviously, on surface. Yeah.
Yeah. So I ended up winning that in the C's. And then four-wheel drive was a much better run and ended up third behind Simon Healy in the B's. So,
awesome.
Yeah, no, it was a solid run in four-wheel drive. I'm looking forward to next year and, yeah, it should be a great year.
Brilliant.
No, it's awesome. One last question. Do you have any plans or goals for your business for the upcoming years?
That's a good one. Yeah,
you don't do it full time. You're doing an apprenticeship, you said, didn't you, Nathan?
So, well, my apprenticeship and my business pretty much go hand in hand with each other. So,
cool.
I'm doing my apprenticeship as I said, as a mechanical engineer tool maker, and the company I work for, they are pretty much the best boss you could hope for. So, it's a small run company, but we do pretty much everything from CNC machining to injection of molding, which we're looking at getting into next year with my brand. So that's
awesome.
Yep. That's brilliant. Something to look forward to. But yeah, so I don't do Nathan Builds full time, but I do. So I'm pretty much up at 3 a.m. Work from 3 to 5, and then start and then leave to go to work. Start at 6, and then come home at about 3, and then 3 to about 7 to 9. Is when I run on AFO Build. So it's pretty much, two jobs at once. But it doesn't feel like, none of the stuff I do feels like a job, which is a big bonus at the end of the day. So, yeah, it's something I love, something I'm passionate about, and Australian-made products, that's what I live for.
That's brilliant. I'm hoping people who listen to this, if they haven't heard or haven't tried your products, I'll give it a go. Give you some support. It's good.
Yeah, thank you.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Much appreciated.
No worries. Anything last words, Geordie, you want to talk about?
No, I think we've covered anything. But, yeah, if Nathan, is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, so thanks, Andrew and Jordan, for having me on the podcast. Much appreciated. Thanks to everyone that has supported me throughout the three years of running Nathan Builds, and also when I started racing as well. So without those guys that supported me when I first started, there's no way I'll be where I am today. And love what you do, and yeah,
brilliant.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure amazing to have you on, Nathan.
Yeah, it was really good. Thanks, mate. For us. Really good. I really appreciate you coming on, both of us. It's great. And NathanBills.com, please check it out.
Thank you.
And everyone,
absolutely.
Peace out.
Thank you.
Cheers, Geordie.